Urban Tantra stands as a revolutionary approach to sexuality that bridges the gap between physical pleasure and spiritual awakening. Unlike traditional views that separate these realms, this path celebrates their powerful integration. The practice welcomes everyone, regardless of gender identity, sexual orientation, or spiritual background, into a world where ecstasy becomes accessible anywhere, from serene retreats to bustling city streets. At its core, Tantra isn't just about better sex techniques. It's a complete reimagining of what intimacy can be when approached with full consciousness. With roots stretching back thousands of years to ancient shamanic societies, modern Tantra emerged in 6th century India as a radical practice offering direct divine connection through bodily experience. While Western culture often fixates solely on its sexual aspects, authentic Tantra views the body and all life as manifestations of divine energy, with sexual excitement offering just a taste of this universal force that permeates everything around us. What makes this approach so revolutionary? It's the radical notion that our bodies aren't obstacles to spiritual growth, but the very vehicles for it. By bringing mindfulness, breath, and presence to our most intimate moments, we discover that the path to transcendence runs directly through our physical form. Humans pursue ecstasy because we're wired for transcendence. While pleasure remains purely physical, pleasant sensations in the nervous system, ecstasy transcends into overwhelming delight or mental transport beyond ordinary reality. In its purest tantric definition, ecstatic bliss is a metaphysical experience where sensations dissolve into boundaryless beingness, a vast ocean of interconnected energy. You can experience extraordinary pleasure without ecstasy, and occasionally ecstasy without physical pleasure, though they typically intertwine. Many mistake an adrenaline rush for genuine ecstasy. That invincible feeling when racing to meet a deadline is actually our prehistoric fight-or-flight response releasing stress hormones, dopamine, and endorphins. Living from one adrenaline rush to another eventually exhausts our adrenal glands, causing burnout. Quick thrills from porn, food, drugs, shopping, or extreme sports aren't true ecstasy, but cheap substitutes. Like junk food, we crave more quantity when lacking quality. These momentary highs leave us wanting rather than fulfilled. Our beings need authentic ecstasy like our bodies need nutritious food. Without it, we risk illness, lethargy, and depression. We often dwell on past or future instead of experiencing now, missing immediate experience. The path to ecstasy requires journeying into the present moment, simply placing your attention where your intentions are. Breath is our greatest energy source, yet most adults breathe minimally. Breathing more fully expands our capacity for sensation and connection. Matching your breathing with another person creates a shared rhythm that allows you to read each other's bodies, making touch more intuitive. Our minds can either enhance or block pleasure. Every thought shapes your future. If you believe you're too old, fat, ugly for great sex, that's what you'll manifest. Energy follows thought. Focusing awareness on specific body parts creates sensations there. Combining focused awareness and imagination lets you intensify sensation anywhere in your body. Judgments, comparisons, and expectations block extraordinary experiences. When we release preconceived notions about how pleasure should feel, we open to genuine ecstasy. Haven't you noticed how transcendent moments often arrive when you least expect them? In Tantra, the body exists as both physical and energetic, with mind, body, and spirit interconnected. Understanding chakras helps direct energy and identify blockages, creating pathways for full-body orgasms. These energy centers correspond to endocrine glands and possess specific properties, including color, sound, and emotional connections. The lower three chakras connect to the physical world. Root, red, governs survival and security. Sacral, orange, relates to sexuality and creativity. And solar plexus, yellow, houses self-esteem and emotions. The heart chakra, green, bridges physical and non-physical realms, while the upper chakras, throat, blue, third eye, purple, and crown, white, connect to expression, intuition, and spiritual connection. Sex is as much energetic as physical. You don't need perfectly balanced chakras to begin. Simply focus on pleasure and building energy. The practice itself helps heal your energy centers. Those inexplicable connections beyond physical attraction or sensations rippling through your body are glimpses of energy moving through your chakra system. Three powerful paths to pleasure, breath, meditation, and silliness can produce extraordinary experiences beyond any sex toy or dream lover. Most people breathe just enough to survive, unconsciously holding their breath, especially approaching orgasm. Deep orgasms happen through the dance between tension and release, facilitated by conscious breathing. Four transformative breath techniques enhance erotic experience. Bottom breathing connects upper and lower chakras. Circular breath creates continuous flow. Breath of fire energizes the body, and heart breath opens the throat. Simply changing your breathing creates perceptible shifts in consciousness. For Westerners, meditation often becomes an exercise in quieting a racing mind. Rather than fighting this, active meditation allows natural mental energy to express itself until reaching a relaxed, energized awareness, ideal for conscious sexuality. When did you last allow yourself to be truly silly? Most adults abandon playfulness after childhood due to social conditioning. Reclaiming our capacity for silliness, even when embarrassing, can transform erotic experiences. That uninhibited childhood delight can revolutionize your intimate moments. Conscious touch thrives in the narrow realm between excessive and insufficient pressure, where the body offers slight resistance without becoming rigid or flaccid. This sweet spot, the resilient edge of resistance, creates feelings of safety, support, and presence. Like deepening into a yoga pose with each breath, this edge enables surrender and deeper connection. Your personal edge fluctuates with life circumstances. Discovering your resilient edge transforms ordinary contact into profound connection. Time isn't fixed, but malleable, something we can control, though we often surrender it to everything else. When couples claim they don't have time for sex, they typically mean something different: exhaustion, work priorities, or depletion. The solution? Begin with conscious quickies, 20-minute sexual activities that provide deep satisfaction. 20 minutes daily creates 2.5 hours weekly of connection, more effective than a single marathon session that never materializes. Sexual energy activates when acknowledged as an independent force. There's no fundamental difference between sexual and life force energy. It's the same vital force that can be built, circulated, and utilized in various ways. This energy manifests through observable patterns. Lower-pitched sounds indicate lower chakra energy. Breathy, mid-pitched sounds suggest heart and throat activation. High-pitched sounds signal upper chakra engagement. Physical movements like hip grinding, back arching, and head movements correspond to lower, heart, and upper chakra activation, respectively. Unlike traditions viewing the body as something to transcend, Tantra encourages deeper embodiment. Through self-love, partner connection, and conscious breathing, we harness this energy for healing, pleasure, and spiritual growth. Urban Tantra offers a path to fuller life experience through conscious sexuality. By bringing awareness to breath, touch, and energy, we discover that ecstasy is our birthright. Transcendence doesn't require leaving our bodies. It invites us to inhabit them more completely, transforming interactions into celebrations of our divine nature in human form.